Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Tay Talks Positivity. This is your girl, Tay, ready and hoping to help you all figure out how to keep a positive mindset in a world that can seem to be full of so much negativity. How many of you have ever had the feeling of being useless? Like your anxiety or depression just has you feeling broken. Like you've given all that you can give to the point where you feel like you have nothing else to offer anyone or even anything to offer yourself. If you said yes to any of those questions, then this week's episode is for you. I've had so many moments when I felt like I had nothing to offer. Like I was broken and like I just wanted to give up on everything. There were times when I even thought that I was just a shell of a person because I just felt empty inside. To the point where I felt like, what was the use in even trying? Oftentimes, we feel like if we're broken, that we have no use. But no matter how low and empty I have ever felt, something would always make me pull myself together and realize that my story wasn't ready to be over. That there was still some use for me or a purpose for me to keep pushing. Back when I would have those moments when I felt like the easiest thing to do was to simply give up, I would always think about my nephews and nieces. I would think about how they would have to grieve for me making a selfish choice and not fighting to be there for them as long as I could. I would think of my parents and my brothers, and I would feel like giving up wasn't the option that I was able to go with. It never dawned on me until now that those flashes of images of my family members and that thought or voice in the back of my head wasn't my voice at all. It was God telling me that my story wasn't over. I still have a reason to be here. That just because I feel broken and empty inside doesn't mean that I have no purpose or use. When I tell you that life works in a full circle, things that you go through in your past that you question, what was the purpose for this? Why did I go through this situation? What was the lesson that I was supposed to learn? Was there even a lesson to learn? Sometimes the right answer is right in front of your face, but we have to be in the right state of mind and we have to be ready for whatever that answer is. After I would pick myself back up, my thought was, for one, that I didn't have it in me to make that final choice, but also that I just simply couldn't disappoint my family. I spent years living life day by day, just trying to get through each day, feeling like there was still nothing left for me to offer anyone, but that shell of the person that I was. But little did I know that I would come across an answer to the question that I had been right in front of my face the entire time. I just wasn't in the right space or mindset to take in what that answer was, and I wasn't mentally or spiritually prepared to understand it fully. Now, here we are, all these years later, and I have finally been hit with that moment of clarity. Now, as usual, I was on Facebook the other day, and I came across this post with a picture of two broken eggs. It looked as though they had been broken and were empty inside, no yolks, no whites. So the only thing that was left were the shells of what used to be two whole eggs. Now, usually if I'm scrolling through my feed and I see something like that, I would just keep scrolling until I find something that looks entertaining or interesting. But that little voice in the back of my head told me to stop and read what the post said. The girl who wrote the post was saying how she was cooking, and while she was cooking, she was thinking about life, and how in the back of her mind, she was thinking that she had reached her breaking point. She kept on cooking and went on to start making, I believe it was cornbread, when she cracked the two eggs. It was at that very moment that she heard a voice say, "Now I can use you." And when you think about it, an egg can't be used until you break it. It was in that very moment that she said that she was able to find joy in the break. After I read the post, it was like a light bulb went off in my head. Have you ever been going through something and sometimes it feels just like it's always one thing after another, like you're just at your wit's end, or like you've just been getting hit left and right with this thing or that thing to the point where the only feeling you can feel is the feeling of brokenness? I've told you all my story about my depression and how I would turn to drinking as a way to cope with my depression. I can't remember whether or not I told you how the last time I got drunk, I ended up in a hospital. I was on the verge of losing a lot and felt like I had actually hit my rock bottom. It wasn't until then that I was able to get on the path of finding what my actual purpose was. If it had not been for the pain and the suffering that I endured, I probably would have never gotten to the point where I suffer from anxiety and depression. If I didn't suffer from anxiety and depression and tried to self-medicate to mask the pain that I was going through, I more than likely would have never gotten to the point of feeling broken and empty and like I was at a breaking point on the verge of giving up. And if I had never gotten to that moment, I would probably have never had the conversation that I had with my daughter that would end up changing the way I look at life and the way I look at things in life. During the course of all these things happening, I would sometimes wonder why God would allow me to go through all the things that I had gone through if He loved me. Why would I have been depressed and feeling like the only thing that would actually help me was drinking to numb the pain or to find another way to eliminate the pain permanently? But looking back on it now, and if I had not gone through what I went through, then I honestly couldn't be where I am today. Because in order for God to use me, He had to break me so that I would be able to use that brokenness to do what it is that He has for me to do. Sitting here talking about all of this reminds me of the song "I Almost Let Go" by Kurt Carr. If you have ever felt like I have in the past, like you ever just wanted to give up on life, and take a moment and listen to that song. It starts off by saying, "I almost let go. I felt like I just couldn't take life anymore. My problems had me bound. Depression weighed me down. But God held me close, so I wouldn't let go. God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. That song really says what a lot of people that suffer from depression but are able to hold on and not give up are thinking. For those of us who are still here and able to tell our stories to someone else out there that may be fighting the same fight that God helped us to win, and the fact that we are still here today makes me think of the song Broken But Healed by Byron Cage. But with every test and every trial, there is revelation. God can heal. He can deliver. He can mend your brokenness. I say all this to say that just because you feel broken doesn't mean that you don't have a purpose. It doesn't mean that that's the end of your story. It simply means that in order for you to live in your purpose, you had to be broken to better understand what that purpose is that God has for you. You couldn't be used until you were broken. Look at me, for example. I truly believe that if I had not been through all the things that I have been through, I would not be here where I am today, sharing these different messages, trying my hardest to help people see the positive and the negative that may be going on in their lives. Trying to do what I can to spread that positivity to any and everyone who's willing to take a moment and listen. Trying to help them find that silver lining in any negative situation. Now, I'm not going to keep you all any longer than I already have, so go on and have an amazing day full of success and positivity. Allow your light to shine bright, because you never know. Someone else may see your aura of positivity, and it just might be what they need to change their mindset for the day. Until next time, this is your girl Tay. Always remember, affirm it, apply it, achieve it.